We think inflation will continue to fall, especially once the June 2023 numbers are made public. You've probably noticed that inflation rates have been falling, albeit slower than we'd all prefer. After record high inflation readings in 2022, we've seen a decline for the past year. This analysis suggests this trend is likely to continue, especially once we get a look at June's figures. But what does this mean for our investments? If we would roll back to 2010 inflation levels, higher growth and higher risk investments such as tech stocks and crypto could benefit. However, if inflation remains stubbornly high, more value-oriented investments become more appealing. The Federal Reserve's interest rate policy plays a significant role here. Over the past year, we've seen a substantial shift with the Fed acting aggressively against inflation by raising the Fed fund rates from 0% to a current range of 5 to 5.25%. The result, as expected, inflation figures have fallen and risk assets have also been rallying this year. So we can expect more relief from the Fed? To understand what's next, we need to comprehend the roll-off concept. Everyone loves to quote inflation numbers as an annual figure, including the Federal Reserve. But as we look ahead to next month's annual CPI figure, the high CPI print from June 2022, it won't count on the annual CPI figure anymore. This roll-off makes a significant difference, especially in our world driven by headlines and short-termism. For the rest of 2023, the situation gets trickier. Suppose the inflation figures continue the current trend. In that case, the overall annual 2023 CPI figure ranges between 1.4% and 5.6%, with a target figure of 3.5%. Forecasting something as complex as the US inflation rate is nearly impossible, but still, it appears that we may be moving away from the steep inflationary cliff to a more moderate, manageable levels. So where do inflation rates go from here? Will we see 2% inflation rates like we saw in the 2010s? Or do we see higher inflation rates like we saw during the mid-2000s? Each scenario has its own significant implications for the stock market. So in the face of potentially elevated inflation rates and the risk of a recession, the Fed has a very tricky path to tread. Suppose that they can balance low inflation with stable employment. In that case, we may see a collapse in the discount rate benefiting long duration assets. However, if inflation remains somewhat high, this is not favorable for the high growth, thin margin, expensive stocks. As we saw in the 2000s, cheaper debt fuels risky endeavors, and higher inflation rates can make this debt more costly and crush these type of companies. So what does the road ahead look like? It may seem like we're betting on clear skies, but remember, slower economic growth and the pinch of higher prices, it's a real issue. Falling inflation rates don't mean falling prices, just a slower growth rate of those prices. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see choppy markets here in the near future. Here's what we're thinking. We think higher than average inflation levels are here to stay, at least for a while. Under this backdrop, more value-oriented profitable companies tend to perform better. But at least in the short term, expect the overall inflation rate to fall, especially as that June 2022 figure rolls off. If you like analysis like this, feel free to subscribe to our blog, which we will link below. And as always, please do not hesitate to reach out with any questions. Thanks for watching. Again, my name is Ryan, this is Peter, and we run a financial advisory firm called Bull Oak Capital. If you want to learn more about how we help our clients achieve true financial independence, be sure to check out bulloakcapital.com.